This year, I am focused on saving and investing, but I still want to do things like travel. NerdWallet lets you compare top travel credit cards side by side to maximize your spending, some even offering 10 times points on your spending, which means you could end up with a free flight or maybe a better hotel room.
So what could future you do with smarter financial decisions? Compare and find smarter credit cards, savings accounts, and more today at nerdwallet.com. NerdWallet, finance smarter. Reminder, credit is subject to lender approval and terms apply. Homes.com knows that when it comes to home shopping, it's never just about the house or condo. It's about the home. And what makes a home is more than just the house or property. It's the location and neighborhood. If you have kids, it's also schools, nearby parks, and transportation options. That's why Homes.com goes above and beyond to bring home shoppers the in-depth information they need to find the right home. And when I say in-depth, I'm talking deep.
Each listing features comprehensive information about the neighborhood, complete with a video guide. They also have details about local schools with test scores, state rankings, and student-to-teacher ratio. They even have an agent directory with the sales history of each agent. So when it comes to finding a home, not just a house, this is everything you need to know all in one place. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
I'm Gretchen Rubin, and this is A Little Happier. I love children's literature and young adult literature, and I love the four Mrs. Pigglewiggle books by Betty McDonald. Children love the stories of warm-hearted Mrs. Pigglewiggle and her funny cures for children's misbehavior. And these stories are also very enjoyable for adults because they're such a comical portrayal of adult life. Because I enjoy Betty McDonald's children's books so much, I decided to read the memoir she wrote for an adult audience. In her 1955 memoir, Onions in the Stew, she observes, "Going down to the beach after a storm is the only time in my adult life when I experience that wonderful, joyous, childhood feeling of expectancy." This observation struck me because I've noticed that I, too, rarely experience a sense of expectancy. I don't have a very joyful spirit. I rarely look forward even to fun events or activities. Also, I dislike errands, logistical details, or any kind of hassle. And even when those hurdles are fairly minor, they can overshadow my sense of anticipation. But to go through the days and weeks and months of life looking forward to nothing struck me as a sour way to live. One of my aims for my happiness project, therefore, has been to boost my feelings of pleasant expectancy. For instance, I make a real effort to add items to my schedule that I actually anticipate and to make time for activities that I really enjoy, to go to a bookstore or on a smell adventure with a friend. Thinking along the same lines, a friend told me, "I looked at my 7-year-old nephew's weekly schedule, and he had all sorts of fun activities with art, music, baseball, library. I thought, I'd like to do those things too. I wish my schedule had art, music, baseball, and library. Now I take time to do more fun things." I've also pushed myself to revel in anticipation, to devote mental energy and time to looking forward to activities that I enjoy. In what's known as rosy prospection, anticipation of an event is sometimes greater than the happiness actually experienced. I found that I can often reframe activities to help myself anticipate them more. Do I view decorating the apartment for Halloween as a chore or as a pleasure? Do I think it's tiresome or fun to shop for school supplies? I've been surprised by how readily I can steer my attitude. One of my rules of happiness is that to eke out the most happiness from an experience, I must anticipate it, savor it as it unfolds, express my happiness, and recall a happy memory. By making an effort mindfully to look forward to pleasant experiences, I prolong my experience of happiness. I'm Gretchen Rubin, and I hope this makes your week a little happier.